Hey, this is Julian with Trucker Job USA, and what we're going to talk about today is the application rates of people trying to enter truck driving school to obtain their CDL Class A. And due to the pandemic, people are realizing that, hey, if I want to maximize my earning potential and have a short school certification turnaround time, then the trucking industry is the industry to go into. And I've been preaching this for years because, you know, there's not that many places in America, industries, where you can attain a license, a CDL Class A license in this case, and earn a decent amount of money, you know? Because when you look at the cost of tuition with college, I mean, it's outpaced, the cost of college tuition has outpaced the inflation. I think it's up 200% increase in college tuition, and they're teaching college the exact same way that they taught it, you know, 50, 100 years ago. So, you know, with the trucking industry, it's a very unique industry because it crosses so many markets, from retailers to frac sanding. I mean, the markets are endless that are inside of the trucking industry. And, you know, it's a recession-proof industry as well. You know, not to say that the industry cannot be impacted, because it can be. Now, but what I'm saying is that America runs on trucking. America runs on trucking. If everything that you have in your home comes in on a truck, essentially, everything. You know, Amazon would not be the company that it is now if it was not for CDL Class A tractor trailer company trucks. Same thing with Walmart. Walmart, Target, I mean, you name these big companies. Apple, all of these companies would not be who they presently are if it was not for the trucking industry shipping everything around, logistics. So, back to the point that it's a very smart move for people to go into the trucking industry, because demand is only going to keep going up because more people are ordering from the internet. And what does that mean? That means more truck deliveries. That's exactly what it means. So, you know, the trucking industry is changing. You know, you hear the talks of people say, hey, you know, we're going to have robots controlling the truck. And it's, you know, and I'm looking at it like, hey, it doesn't matter if they have a robot controlling a truck or driving a truck. There's always going to be a human inside of that truck, because you can only imagine the liability that would expose a company to if let's say this computer malfunction and you know, causes a lot of damage to somebody or property. I mean, the liability would be, these companies would expose themselves to so much liability that it wouldn't even be funny. So when you hear about the industry changing to that point, I think it's a lot of unfounded fear that people are experiencing. The other thing, too, when you look at the application rates that people are in, the schools can't even take the demand. It's just too many applications coming in right now because people are saying, hey, I need a skill and I need to make a decent amount of money because, hey, I have a family. Definitely understood. And the trucking industry is one of those time battle-tested industries that is not going anywhere. You cannot outsource truckers to China. You can't outsource truckers, you know, with robots, and you cannot outsource truckers. And even, you know, the other thing is too, when you think about people talking about the robots and everything, well, guess what? If a load needs to go to Family Dollar or Dollar Tree or whatever, who's going to unload that load? Because presently, the truck drivers are unloading those loads, and they are loads that, you know, the driver is going to assist or is going to take a person involved to deliver that load. So again, you know, the trucking industry is not going anywhere. Robots are not replacing humans at all. This is not going to happen in the trucking industry. But the application rates are at a all-time high because people are out of work and they're really really saying, you know, how can I make money as quick as possible? And trucking gives the best turnaround time for that. And, you know, there are plenty of companies out here that will take new students on, student drivers, people who just obtained their CDL. Now, most of the time, those drivers will have to go over the road, meaning they're out at least 3 weeks at a time. You know, one expectation of drivers is that they're going to get this CDL and they will be able to be home Monday through Friday, you know, banker's hours. I remember this one phone conversation I had with this lady, and she was at that present time, she was a helicopter she was a helicopter mechanic, actually. She was a helicopter mechanic up in New Jersey, and she has zero experience. And she says, you know, I'm looking for something, you know, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, banker's hours. And I'm looking at the phone like, what? You have zero experience and you want to not, and you got your license. You obtain your CDL Class A license to work banker's hours with zero experience. And she was dead serious. And, you know, I was trying to break the news as softly as I can, but, you know, unless she knows somebody with a mom and pop operation that's willing to give her a chance and they have that type of schedule, then, you know, more power to her. But obviously she did not know somebody like that, because she was on the phone with me trying to find a job. But again, the expectations of a new driver, the expectations you have to really understand of a new driver with a Class A, you know, you're going to be out on the road for 3 weeks. You're not going to see your family, or hey, you may be single. I know a lot of single guys and ladies out on the road, and they're just like, hey, I don't have anything holding me back and I need to earn money. So that's the expectation. I mean, you know, that's how the industry works. You pretty much, when you're new, you go out on the road 3 weeks at a time, maybe more than that. And then as you gain experience, you can look for more dedicated or local routes, or regional or local routes, meaning that you're home either weekly or biweekly, or you're home daily or semi-local, where you're home 3 to 4 times a week. You're home often. So that you know, there's plenty of scenarios out there. So, you know, to make a sacrifice for 3 months, 6 months, you know, a year, I mean, when I look at it, you know, it's a smaller sacrifice when you compare, you know, down the road. Let's say if you're 28 years old and you have obtained your CDL Class A license, if you sacrifice 6 months, a year or something, OTR, then at that point in time, you know, definitely should be able to find something where you're home weekly, semi-local, home often, or home every day. You should be. But I do see a lot of false expectations and reality when it comes to truck drivers being graduating out of school and looking for a local 9 to 5. I've heard drivers say, hey, I have kids, I need to be home every day. And I'm looking at it like, man, I definitely understand it. I have children too. However, there's been sacrifices that I made, you know, to be in a different place because I wasn't able to be around my kids 24 hours or something. And if I had the mindset of being a truck driver, then I would already know the expectations. Not the expectations, but the worst case scenario could be that I would be on the road for 3 to 4 weeks at a time. And I think some people come into the industry with a false expectation. So, you know, that's my word to the new drivers that are coming into the industry with these high application rates, because what happened most of the time as a recruiter, you will get on the phone with these newly obtained CDL Class A holders, and they will say, hey, do you train? Do you train? Do you train? And, you know, the advertisement clearly will say, hey, we need 3, 6, 12 months, you know, 2 years experience. And so, and they're kind of a little heartbroken because you have to break down the industry to them and tell them like, hey, it doesn't work like that. You have to gain experience on the road to be home weekly or local. But again, if you know somebody who owns a company, or you have, you know, enough money where you're buying your own truck and you're about to broker your loads with your home every night, it can happen. I'm not trying to say it cannot happen, but on the average Joe that's coming out of CDL Class A school, they're going over the road and they don't even know it. You know, they don't even know it. They don't even know it because we're on the phone with a lot of them. And there are many companies out there that would take you to gain experience. That's all you're doing is gaining experience. That's all you're doing. You're just gaining experience. And at that time, you become more valuable as a driver as well. So it should be welcome because you can look back on your life and see the places that you have traveled. You know, when you talk to drivers, one thing they love to do is brag about the states that, oh man, I've been here. I've been here. They love talking about, hey man, I've seen this, you know, there's not too many places I've seen. And then, you know, you'll talk to some veteran drivers who only thing they want to do is drive over the road. That's it. That's all they want. So I've talked to drivers who don't even own a home. They don't own a house. They do not even own a home. You know, the truck, that's their life. They're saving up money. Some did it temporarily. Some do it, you know, infinite. They say they're never going to own a home again. You know, they live in a truck. That's just what it is for them. And then some do it temporarily. They say, hey, you know what? I can bank up and save a lot of money. And, you know, and then towards the future, I can buy a home or whatever they're planning on doing. But I've seen it a couple of different ways. But yeah, there are definitely drivers out there. That drivers, you know what? What I realize is that you're really like your own boss, and you need to really come up with some type of curriculum or outline of how you want your driving career to look like. Because you literally can't, if you're a driver with no tickets, no points, no incidents, no accidents, your record is spotless, your criminal background is spotless, drug history spotless, you can pretty much determine it. You can determine where you want to work and how you want to work. You really can't. It just depends on market availability now, because of course, if you're in Florida, it's harder to come up. Some certain trucking opportunities are harder to come by in Florida. But you know, it's almost, and I compare this to being like LeBron James in free agency. If you're a truck driver with a completely clean record, you are like LeBron, and you have plenty of experience. You're like LeBron James in free agency. You are like a Russell Westbrook in free agency. You're in high demand. You are in high demand, because what company does not want a driver with a clean record, clean criminal background? What company? Because you're not a liability, and the company is looking at it. Is this guy a liability or not? That's the biggest things that they're looking at. Is this guy a liability or this girl? Because again, female drivers, every time I'm on the road and I look up, I'm seeing so many lady drivers out there that it's shocking. And you know, the studies have shown that female drivers are looking like they're better drivers than the males. And why do you say that? Because they take less risks. And that's what all companies are risk averse. All companies want safe drivers. And studies have shown that the females are safer drivers than the men. So again, you know, applications are at an all-time high for drivers wanting to obtain their CDL Class A, which is a great thing for the industry because, you know, as they say, it's a shortage of truck drivers in the industry, which can be debated whether it is and whether it's not. But, you know, there's a number out there where there's a deficit. And then you have your normal turnover rate at locations anyway. So, you know, you have attrition rate where drivers are leaving leaving out of the industry or retiring or just looking for another job. And then you just have a deficit of jobs out there where it's just not enough drivers. And you'll know if you've been a recruiter that when you try to look for talent, drivers in certain states, man, it's hard to come by, you know, and you start to wonder like, man, where does everybody live at? Or does anybody live in Omaha, Nebraska? Which, you know, they do, but it's not easy to find a driver out in certain states. So again, the application rates are at an all-time high. This is great for the industry. Truck drivers keep America moving, which is, I don't think is a little known fact, but we know that the backbone of America, when it comes to making America go round, it is the truck driver. So again, this is Julian with Truck Driver Job USA. Hope everybody's safe out there.